Paige, welcome to the hit list. Thank you so much for coming on and having a chat with me.
Of course.
Let's chat about the brand new song, which we played for the first time last week on the station with Goddard. And I was reading something quite interesting about the origin of the song title. Now, this is quite an upbeat song, but I do need to ask, what's behind it?
Well, first of all, you've done your research.
I have.
That.
Thank you.
And yeah, it actually was written from quite a like sad place. So I had a session last year, and I'm not going to lie, like I nearly cancelled it. We just received some really bad like personal family health news, and I was just in a rubbish mood. And I was like on the tube, and I was like, how can I flip this? Because I was like, I don't want to go into the session with this bad energy right now. So I wrote down on my notes app on the tube, I owe it all to you. Because I was like, we're all very guilty of not telling the ones that we love them. I think we're just all guilty of that.
Oh, absolutely,
yeah. I wanted to write a song for the people closest to me, like my family, that I do owe it all to them, that, you know, their support, their love. And I think there's a line in it which literally sums it up, which is what I've just said is, I know I don't say it enough, but it's true. So, yeah.
Oh, that's really touching. That's really lovely to hear. Did you find it hard to write about? Because I often think, like, we look at things like that that are emotional and sad, and I'm so sorry that that happened to you. And I would think, as a non-music creator, right, here comes a Lewis Capaldi ballad. Like, we're going to write this. It's going to be amazing and slow and emotional. Were you like, no, I want this to be upbeat?
Yeah, I think I wanted, because I was in a bit of a like sad mood, I wanted it to be upbeat and I wanted it to be a feel-good song. And what's wild is I did a little gig and I performed it like acoustically stripped back.
Oh, wow.
And like my family were there and the emotion just hit me. I was like, whoa. Like, it's crazy how when you strip it back, the emotion's in there. But I think that's what makes it so cool, is paired with the emotional top line with the drum and bass, obviously Goddard smashed it. I think it's a perfect pair.
Absolutely, yeah. And you need both to be amazing. Like, even though the beat's good, if the lyrics don't serve it, then you're looking at a hit or a miss, really, aren't you? But the way that you've done this is emotionally dancey, which is incredible.
That's what I want. I want to make, let's have a little cry in the club.
Yeah,
not
just
a big cry,
just a tiny
little
one.
Cry.
A tiny cry in the corner, if that's okay. Do you reckon you'd do it acoustically again? Like, are you scared of it?
Yeah, for sure. Do you know what? For sure. I think for me, like when I'm writing records, I always say when I go into the room with people, I'm like, I want this to sound amazing acoustically, so it stands up on its own. And then once you add everything else, it just makes it even better.
Mm.
So yeah.
That's like one of my weird kind of rules that I put to artists, like especially new artists, is I think it's easy to write a fast track with a good bass line, but it's hard to write a ballad because the lyrics, when they have time to breathe, they've got to really resonate. Is that wrong or right?
No, exactly that. I think that lyrics are so important. That's why I love my little notes app where I write down my ideas.
Oh God, what's in there? Let's go in
don't go in there. That I said to someone the other day, actually, I said, the thought of someone going into my notes app makes me want to cry.
Why?
It's just so personal. Like, don't get me wrong, you've got some like random things there. You've got some like random shopping list in there as well. But if you really dig deep, you're going to find my soul is in my notes app. Genuinely. It's scary.
Have you got a lock on it? Have you got a little like face ID
on
it?
No, I haven't. But now we're talking about it. I need to. I'm panicked now.
Do you know what? I wouldn't do it yet. I'd open it right up on next, because let's just get to it. Let's just go through all those notes and see what happens.
Yeah, I think lyrics are just so important, and I think I really spend time on lyrics and really make sure, like, I always want to say something of importance, and I always want to say something that comes from me and that is honest.
Is there one line? Is there like a title in your notes that you can maybe tease for us? Is there like a thing?
Oh.
I'm not asking for a whole note here. I'm asking for maybe a line or a title.
I'm trying to think here. I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble.
You won't get in trouble. It's fine. I won't tell anyone.
You're just no one. No
one's going to hear this. Don't worry about it.
I will say, do you know what I will say? I say my next song that's coming out has, I'm not going to give the whole title away, but it has Run in the title.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's it. Moving on. Absolutely. Moving on to how much more do you prefer electronic dance music to pop?
I think for me, like, I just find the whole space of dance and from the studio, writing, the people in it, the raves, the festivals, like, I really love the community and energy around it. And I think that's the best thing for me. I love just having a great time, going out to the raves, going to the festivals. And I think for me personally, I find it a very, like, what's the word? Where you work with people. What's the word?
Collaborative.
There we go.
Smashed it.
There we go. You actually just smashed it. Yeah. I really find it really collaborative. So I think that's what I love most about it.
Did you struggle with pop? Was there a part of you, now that you're doing a lot of, you know, the dance music side, where you're like, oh God, this is so much easier now. I'm doing this rather than that.
Yeah, I think the weird thing that I found is when I was a bit younger and doing pop, I think without realising, I was trying to be something and trying to copy people, trying to, you know, emulate something. And then as soon as I got into the dance space, for some reason, I just felt really free to just be myself.
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Why do you think that is?
Do you know what? I really don't know. I think for me, it must be because, I mean, a lot of the early dance like sessions I had, I wrote a lot just to piano. And I think that allowed me to just be like, I can literally do whatever I want. There's no rules.
No.
Like, I know there's no rules in pop in some respects as well, but I feel, for me personally, I don't know why, I couldn't tell you exactly, I just felt really free and less in my head whilst writing dance music. And I couldn't tell you exactly why, but that's just the feeling I got.
Who do you think you were trying to copy in the world of pop? That's quite interesting to say.
Do you know what? I think it's the classic case of, like, when you grow up and you're trying to find your voice, I think it was a mix of people. I don't think it was anyone specifically, but I think, you know, you grow up, you listen to so many people, and I was just, I wasn't exactly trying to copy one person. It was more just, I think I was trying so hard to be a pop star. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I got into the dance space and I was like, do you know what? Me is enough. And I think that was a huge moment for me. Like, it was after lockdown. And I think I just got to the point in myself as a person as well to be like, you are enough, which is kind of crazy. I think when you're young, you have this thing of like, am I enough? And I overthought everything. And there's, you know, is this as good as this person? And then I just got to a point where I was like, just be you.
Did that happen after, like, maybe the release of, is it Tears?
Yeah. That track played such a huge part in my whole journey, because Tears, the session I wrote that in, was actually my first proper dance session.
Wow.
So, and then from that point, I feel it just snowballed. And I remember just going into that room and just, I just felt so free. I don't know what it was that day, but as soon as I heard those chords, I connected to it in such personal, on a personal level. And literally, sounds so flipping cliche, but since that session, I feel I've just grown and grown and found myself. And it's been an amazing journey, really.
No, but it happens. Like, these cliche things, I think you learn as you get older, and I definitely find it.
We love a cliche.
We love it, and we relate to it so much. Like, I've grown since that day, and I'm like, yes, you have. Of course you have.
Come on.
We've all been growing. We've all been growing.
I'm proud of everyone for growing.
Yes.
Personal journeys.
I mean, I am standing here on World Book Day dressed up like Hermione Granger. I feel like I've grown. So,
wait, is it World Book Day?
It's World Book Day today.
I did not know this. Well, thank you for telling me that. I used to love World Book Day at school.
Are you not dressed up?
Unfortunately, I am not.
Well, that needs to change in the next 2 minutes, doesn't it? That needs to happen.
I know. Oh, I used to love World Book Day.
Oh, I hate it.
No, do you know what it was? I just love dressing up. That was all I cared about. Yeah.
Is there any of that coming?
Like,
is there any of that coming to the tour outfits? Like walking on, like, Hermione.
Know what? Give me a couple years. Catch Hermione on tour. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. I mean, chatting about the dance festivals and stuff, I feel like I need to ask you some questions for some personal growth here.
Go on.
How on earth do you dance at a dance festival? What do you do? Because I've struggled. I went to Creamfields a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah, before which year?
Oh, 2022.
Oh Oh no, I performed. Wait, maybe it was the same year. I think it was the same
year. Of like we had Calvin Harris and David Guetta.
I'm sure it was that year.
Yeah, in Chelmsford.
No. I'm thinking of Creamfields North.
Oh,
it's South.
I was Creamfield South. I was in Essex, right by London.
I'm pretty sure I performed there as well, actually. Sorry, my memory is not great.
Skips
I think
into
I was
one.
There, you know.
Well,
I think I was there.
If you were there, you would have seen some really awful ginger kid dancing in the tent.
Oh, no.
I need some help, right? What is acceptable? Because okay. I feel like the two steps not going to cut it.
So I'm not going to lie. Me on a dance floor is pretty wild.
That needs to be explained.
I don't care. I really don't care. I'm one of those people. Do you know the like saying, dance like no one's watching?
Yeah.
That's my vibe.
Another cliche that we love.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm bringing out all the cliches.
Yeah.
to me. But my advice is for you, if you're not so confident, is a little like hand in the air to the beat is always a win. A little. What else can we do?
Well, if I'm just doing that, I'm standing still. Is that it? Do I like?
Yeah. No. 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 But along with that, you're going to get a little sway and a little like head bob.
Okay.
But it doesn't need to be anything crazy. If you're not fully confident, I would say less is more.
Okay.
I say this to my family sometimes. I'm like, guys, less is more. If you haven't got rhythm. Less is more.
It is true, though, because if you're trying to give it some and it doesn't look good, the more you then try, the worse it looks.
Yes. So honestly, just a good old head bob, a little hand in the air, you're good.
Oh, I'm taking that next to my next Greenfield, whenever
that
is.
I can't wait to see it. I'm going to be looking out for you.
Do you know what? Yeah, next time that you're playing and you're in the area, just look for a weird ginger guy, hand in the air, bob, and a little sway, and we'll be completely fine. Paige, thank you so much, and thank you so much for all your time, and hopefully we'll chat
soon.
Yeah,
appreciate it. So good. Yeah, so good to chat with you. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you very much, and go and get dressed for World Book Day, all right? Come on.
I'm going now. I'm going into my closet. It may be late, but I'm doing it.
Have a good one, Paige. See you later.
See you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.